Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. This is our happy hour. 30 minutes of nonstop talk brought to you by our friends at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, my happy place. We will be back for our next live show coming up on September 6th. So mark your calendar because it'll be here before you know it. There you go. So I'll tell you what, a lot of things, too, that I would like to mention to you going into this debate Thursday night. And it's this, and this is the key. This is the key part of this. 90 minutes. 90 minutes is the question. Is the debate, and then we're gonna have a lot of people, a lot of spin, and everything else that's going on after that. There was a piece that I read on FoxNews.com, and the reason why I read it was because it has a link to the interview that I did yesterday, and it's Hugh Hewitt writing it, but it's a clip of me on Fox News. So I like that fact because it gives me publicity, and I, of course, am a, you know, attention whore. So I like that very much. But the point that he's making in this is that this should be one of those things where we have lots of short answers. Maggie Haberman over at CNN is predicting that Donald Trump is going to be angry and come across angry, and that's what's going to happen. That's what she told CNN. Maggie Haberman is not a fan of Donald Trump, as you know. She's hoping for this. She thinks that Trump's going to be mean towards Joe Biden. Very mean. Here we go. Let's do cut number five, Matt. I mean,
do you think, does he sort of change in the moment, just riffing how he feels in the moment? Or is it something he kind of thinks of as he's going to bed that night and just thinks in his head, doesn't tell anybody else?
I think sometimes he plays around with these things on his own. I think sometimes, as you see, he poll tests it because he thinks it's going to please whatever crowd he's in front of. Whatever's on his mind is often what he does with these crowds. And it could be anything. It could be, you know, he's been poll testing everyone about VP at various fundraisers. And this is along the same lines. I was thinking, though, as he was saying that, I think he will be both. I think he will likely interrupt less because I think that's the main lesson he took from the last debate or their first debate in 2020. And I think he will be very mean toward Biden. I will be very surprised if he's anything other than that.
Mean. He'll be mean towards Joe Biden. Mean. I hope Trump takes the gloves off against Biden. I really do. And goes after him about the destruction he's causing to America. Because if there's one thing I learned from that Politico article with those black barbers and the people in that barber shop who go there, is they've had it with the guy. Like, they're fed up with the guy. They think that Joe Biden is terrible. In 2020, the mistake that Trump made in that debate was forgetting that Joe Biden was not Hillary Clinton. And this is what I mean by that. If you remember back in 2020, I kept telling you, don't fall for this act where there's this kind old man in the basement who's so nice and going to keep you safe from mean tweets and COVID. Just this old grandpa who's going to heal America, blah, blah, blah. Don't fall for it. Joe Biden is one of the nastiest SOBs in the history of politics. He's got a long record of being a nasty SOB, and he's also corrupt as hell. But people didn't know that, and that was the problem. They hated Hillary Clinton in 2016. Trump could be mean to Hillary Clinton in 2016, and he was at the debate on many different occasions, like saying, you know, you'd be in jail and that sort of thing, because people didn't like her. She's an unlikable person. But Joe Biden was not defined as an unlikable guy back then. He is now, though, because of his policies. So if you go back in time, if you go back in the Wayback Machine, when that debate happened and he and Trump got snippy at each other, a lot of people were like, why is he going after the old guy who's just trying to keep us safe from COVID? Now it's a different story. Now people have lived under 4 years of Joe Biden. They don't like his policies. They are angry about the job he's done. They don't like the way America looks on the world stage. They don't like the flood of illegal immigrants. Look, when you got black barbers in Milwaukee telling Politico that they don't want to see their city become like Chicago, and they're really fed up with the open borders and they're fed up with the illegal immigration problem. You got black voters saying that. That's a problem. And you ask that one guy, what would it take for you to vote for Biden? He said, not going to happen. I'm not voting for Joe Biden. These guys voted for him in 2020. They bought the lie. He was Obama's vice president. He was a nice old man. He was okay. He was out of the Washington swamp. Maybe they didn't like Trump personally. But now they've experienced 4 years of Biden's policies. I mean, don't ask me. I mean, it's very obvious when you read this article, these people feel like at best, the guy's done nothing. At worst, he's made America worse. He's made America worse for them. And they see these cities. If you're watching, imagine this. You don't live in a city necessarily, right? I mean, I don't. I live in the burbs. A lot of us do. A lot of us are listening. We live in the burbs. But if you're a black voter in a city and you're watching on television as New York City, Manhattan, being overtaken by illegal immigrants, you see that happening in Detroit. You see that happening in Chicago. You turn around and you go, I don't want that happening here. I don't want that happening here. I don't want to lose my community centers. I don't want to lose our ability to take our kids to various places because they have to put illegal immigrant, you know, encampments up. I don't want that here. The crime problem is another issue, too. It's very easy to look at it from 30,000 feet and go after these prosecutors and, the Soros-funded guys like Krasner and Alvin Bragg. But for people that live there and look at this stuff on a day-to-day basis and they think, you know, nothing's gotten better under this guy. And then also, too, when you ask these voters, particularly black voters, about where America stands right now, they also don't like the fact that America on the world stage seems weaker. The withdrawal from Afghanistan is a big issue. It's actually a big issue. People were embarrassed for our country when they watched that happen. People don't like to be embarrassed for their country when things like that occur. They don't like it. They don't like it. Now, there's a woman in this article, Black Leaders Organizing for Communities, which is a lefty group, who says, I think there's a messaging problem, she said, adding that she hears from people who expected the Biden administration would usher in a course correction on issues like federal legislation on policing and voting rights, but were disappointed. The policies you campaigned on are stuck in Congress. Maybe some education needs to be set around it. People still want to know you're fighting and that you're still advocating for the issues. People need to kind of have those dots connected about the process sometimes. But here's what she's forgetting. Trump actually did criminal justice reform with the First Step Act. He did that. That's not lost on a lot of black voters. That is not lost on them. Joe Biden has done ungats on criminal justice reform. Nothing. Barack Obama did nothing on criminal justice reform. Trump did. Don't forget that matters, too, in a big, big way. So Joe Biden's made things worse. Joe Biden has not helped. And then here's the other thing that makes people upset. You know what else makes them upset? So they say in neighborhoods like Milwaukee and these other places, I'll quote this now, black Milwaukee residents see other groups, including newly arriving asylum seekers from Latin America, receiving public benefits like rental assistance and legal services from Democrat-leaning cities, and it leaves them scratching their heads. Couple that with the $95 billion foreign aid package Biden signed to help fund global interests in Taiwan, Ukraine, and Israel, and it leaves those same residents feeling further mistrustful of Democrats in power. Quote, from one of the black barbers, "We don't really ever feel like we got anything out of it. And if that's the case, then I think a lot of people would just stay home." As much as Joe Biden is selling America with Ukraine, selling your tax dollars and helping the military industrial complex get richer and richer and all the fat cats in the swamp eat all their luxurious steak dinners at the Capitol Grill, as much as all that's happening, people are seeing it and thinking to themselves, what am I getting out of this? I got freaking potholes everywhere. I got crumbling infrastructure in my city. And we're sending $95 billion to Ukraine. We're sending all this money overseas. It's easy to think that the argument, the America First argument, is racist if you're an idiot and you listen to people on TV who say that. Oh, America First, that's racist. Guess who's saying America First? Black barbers in Milwaukee. Yeah, that's right. They're saying, like, why do we do something with our communities? Why is it that we've got pipes that need to be removed because of lead in the water? And that's not being done. We've got highways that are crumbling. We got potholes. We got bridges that need repair. And yet we're sending all this money overseas to Ukraine. So, yeah, you can pretend if you're a white lefty in the ivory media tower that America First is some sort of a racial dog whistle. But these black barbers are all going, how about we do something America First? And how about American citizens get something first instead of people coming from all these other countries who are getting cards with preloaded cards with money for food and they're getting free housing and they're getting free benefits. And here I am working my ass off every day and I'm getting nothing. The article continues. And again, this is Politico, and I understand Politico is a far right wing media site. Kidding. It's not at all, but. It's a familiar complaint, according to interviews with more than two dozen residents, community organizers, and elected officials. Many black voters have difficulty pointing to measurable improvements in their lives since Biden's been in the White House, or even trust the word of elected officials that serve as his surrogates. Biden's support for Israel's military offensive in Gaza is also taking a toll. In less than a month of organizing, the protest group Listen to Wisconsin helped corral more than 48,000 uninstructed votes against Joe Biden in the state's April Democratic presidential primary. It's an eye-catching number for the Milwaukee-based group because it represents more than twice Biden's statewide margin of victory over Trump in 2020. Translation, when you tap into the anti-Israel fervor in the Democrat Party, those people are also not voting for Joe Biden. As much as you and I might think he's not doing really anything to help Israel, they think he's doing a lot, and they don't like it. So you add that fact in, too. And now you've got third party candidates in places like Milwaukee or Wisconsin and Michigan. And that group of voters fueled by people like Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar and others who will drive those voters to a third party candidate. You combine that with black voters who feel like Joe Biden's done nothing for them, that America is in worse shape because of him. Then you combine that with black voters who are saying that they're sick and tired of the open borders and the flood of illegal immigrants coming into their cities. You add that to the Hispanic voters who are saying the same thing. This becomes a situation where there are just simply not enough votes for Joe Biden to get. There just aren't enough votes. Locally, the politics around these issues in places like Milwaukee, for example, are really a problem. And they've had, locally speaking, resolutions passed and politicians trying to pass these various resolutions. But they say it's tough because I was elected through the activist movement. I feel like Joe Biden's done nothing to help us. And we don't want to hand the election over to Trump, but we do want to push Biden towards more people where we are. So we think that maybe sending a message, voting third party, is the way to go. without realizing that if they do that in places like Wisconsin, Michigan, Minnesota, they'll hand Trump the presidency. But they don't care. They don't care because when you get to that level of activism, when you're that level of an activist, for you, it's all about the cause. It's all about sending a message. You're like the Joker in The Dark Knight. It's about sending a message. And that's what they want to do. So it becomes a real problem for these people. But then the other thing, too, is that they say the Biden campaign has reached out to hear the concerns, but has not really done anything. They don't feel like the Biden campaign is actually listening to them. So they show this white lefty guy with a clipboard and a shirt as he's going around trying to organize in these neighborhoods. And the people in these neighborhoods are like, really? Stop. Get out of here. This guy's done nothing for us. Give it a break already. Let me play a clip for you. This is a good one. So in thinking of everything that we're talking about, you gotta win by doing one of two things. You either scare people or you drive people towards you. So either I try to scare you away from the other guy and make you so afraid that you're just terrified of him, or I can convince you to vote for me because I've got good policies. So really the only two ways you win elections. You either have to push people or pull people. It's one or the other. And if you're not a popular candidate, like Joe Biden is not a popular candidate. Shocking, I know. It's a big news flash. Breaking news here on the show today. Joe Biden's not popular. Then the goal has to be to push people away from Trump. He can't pull voters towards him. You're not pulling those black barbers towards him. They're out. But he has to try to push them away from Trump. That's the goal here. All right? So what do? They roll out the crazy raging Cajun, James Carville, to warn and scream that if Trump wins, we're going to have a theocracy. Let me ask you a question, honestly. You think there's a guy sitting there in a black barbershop in Milwaukee who hears this and actually believes this crap? You think a guy sitting there thinks and hears this, listens to this and goes, this is really going to happen? This is what keeps me up at night. I'm worried about paying my bills. I'm worried about keeping my business open. I'm worried about keeping my employees. I'm worried about, I'm worried that maybe, who knows, there'll be a bird flu and they'll shut me down again. But we're supposed to believe that these voters are going to sit around all night and they're going to be worried about the idea that America could become a theocracy, that's going to move the needle. Whether it's warning about another J6th or warning about the end of democracy or Trump's Mussolini or Trump's Hitler, this stuff's not working because people are smarter than Democrats give them credit for. Now, the Democrats would just stop insulting people's intelligence. They can't. They can't help themselves. They're the ones who call people deplorables. They're the ones who insult voters' intelligence all the time. They're the ones who just assume and take various groups for granted and say, like, well, they're black. They're going to vote for me. Hell, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. That's literally what Joe Biden said on Charlamagne the God's radio show. If you don't vote for me, you ain't black. I mean, if that's not one of the most arrogant things a white guy's ever said, I don't know what is. But now suddenly we're supposed to believe that these same voters who are all sitting around thinking that this guy's done nothing for him, the economy stinks, and that it's been a failure as they're watching all these illegal immigrants come into the country and get all these bennies, that what's really going to move the needle for them is the idea that America could become a theocracy under Donald Trump. Cut 14.
I can assure you, if Trump wins and he names a replacement for Sotomayor, it's game, set, match. No more constitution. There's no more religious freedom. We're now going to officially move into a theocracy. And so
let's stop it right there for a quick second. There's no more constitution. Constitution's gone, too. Just so you know, there's no more constitution. That's gone. All right. James Carville also has another goal here, though. He knows Biden can't win. He knows that. He wants Biden to be replaced. He also knows Kamala Harris can't win, and he wants Kamala Harris to be replaced, too. But James Carville's smart enough to know that you can't just drop Kamala Harris from the ticket because you already have a problem with black voters, and now you're just going to drop the first black woman from the ticket. It's not going to work well for them. So what he's saying here is twofold. He's trying to warn people about what Trump will do to America, but he's also sending a hidden message to the Democrats. You got to get Sotomayor out. Get her off the court. Put Kamala Harris on the court. You solved your Kamala Harris problem. Now you can dump Joe Biden. You can put a new ticket in there, a fresh ticket, and you can try to beat Donald Trump. And I've told you, if that happens, if you get wind that Sotomayor is stepping down, you'll know something's up. and they're putting a lot of pressure on her to get out of this race because they're telling her, you don't want to be the next Ruth Bader Ginsburg. You don't want to die in office and have Trump turn around and appoint the successor because America, I say there'll be no more Constitution. There'll be no more leaving your house. You won't even be able to walk your dog anymore if your dog's not gay. I don't know if he said all those things. I might be adding. I didn't hear the whole clip yet, so maybe he says those things, Matt DeSantis. I don't really know. you wanted to add something related to the fear-mongering. What was that now?
Oh, yeah, it's getting out of control. So last night, Washington Post's associate editor, Ruth Marcus, wrote a big piece about how SCOTUS could potentially start to chip away at the rights to same-sex marriage.
How about all marriage? What if SCOTUS says no one's allowed to get married in America? Could be that bad.
Don't give her any ideas. I'm sure she has another editorial she has to pump out, you know, before the end of next week.
If Trump gets elected, I say there'll be no more Constitution. You won't be allowed to leave your home. In fact, you won't even be able to have a home because he's going to bomb your home and nuke your family. That's right. I said it. All right. More of Carville, please.
Then I hear young people say, well, I don't feel like I have a stake in this. Well, you got a hell of a stake coming up. So let's everybody remember what's really, really at stake here, what this is really, really about. And it's about imposing a theocracy on other people and the fools and tools that are being used for this opening salvo, this Fort Sumter, Pearl Harbor, whatever you want to call it, is in Louisiana, and they're being exploited by people who really have what I think is an odious and insidious agenda for the United States of America. So let's fight this thing like our country depended on it, because it does. Let's remember the words of Roger Williams, and let's team up and have George Washington in our huddle.
I thought Washington was a slave owner and he was canceled. I'm confused. Here's another Carville clip right now. And this is the problem, and it's a big problem, of why they're losing black voters and why they're losing Hispanic males, too. It's similar to what he said to Maureen Dowd in the New York Times. And when you think about this, you can picture Hillary Clinton in your mind. You can picture any of these other white lefty women in your mind. All right. Cut number 10.
I think Democratic culture has too many preachy females. It's too much. Don't eat hamburgers. Don't watch football. All right. Wear condom. Like, man, leave me alone. You okay? I got a life to lead. You know, a guy works at a tire repair shop in suburban Atlanta. You know, working 50 hours a week, you know, making $16.50 an hour. And he wants to watch the football game. He wants to smoke dope and drink beer. And then everybody's telling him he's slothful, and right. they reject that. And, you know, I just think some of it is this cosmopolitan condensation, if you will. Like, you need to lead the kind of life we lead, not the kind of life you lead. And it pisses people off.
Well, that's across the board. That's black, white. That's a big part of Trump. That's a big part of Trump.
It's Hispanic. We're going to lose Hispanic males.
Yeah.
We're going to lose them.
And that's on that male-female issue. That's on, I mean, it very much they want to see the strong, this is a generalization, but strong, dominant male in a household. Right. I mean.
So the guy doesn't obviously know what he's talking about, but what Carville is saying here is accurate. People are tired of being told how to live their lives. And how often is the left trying to tell you how to live your life? Like, you can't have a gas grill in your backyard or in your house. And he talks about people want to eat a burger. Yeah, because what is the left saying about climate change? You can't eat a cheeseburger because cows are bad, because cows toot and cows cause climate change. I mean, yes, you have a lot of people, and this goes back to the whole idea that the Democrat Party is the party of the faculty lounge, are these elite people who do not understand what people actually want. They tell them how to live their lives all the time. All the time. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Julian Assange is now a free man. I want to remind you of something he said years ago when he was talking about Russiagate. The real reason why they went after Julian Assange was because Julian Assange was a threat to Hillary Clinton and the establishment and the swamp. And that's why they went after Julian Assange. It's justice that Julian Assange is now a free man. But the hell that this guy's had to go through is completely unconscionable. It's a win for journalism, and it's a win for Julian Assange. But the damage along the way has been incalculable. But I want to remind you of this time that Julian Assange was talking about Russia collusion, Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump. And you can understand exactly why it is that the Justice Department had their sights on this guy. And just like how the Justice Department will go after big tech or any other media outlet that does not play along with their game. They seek to intimidate. They seek to harass. They seek to keep people from speaking out. They seek to make people very afraid. And even journalists. Even people who are trying to push a message. In this case now, Julian Assange, people say, well, you know, he put out all these classified documents. The real reason they went after him was because of WikiLeaks and what he did with the Clinton campaign. That's the truth. That's the real reason. Take a listen.
Hillary Clinton has done quite well strategically to try and draw connection between Trump and Russia. Because she has so many connections of her own. Now, my analysis of Trump and Russia is that there is no substantial connection. Why do I say that? Well, because Trump was trying to invest in Russia before Putin in the 1990s, after Putin, in fact, nearly all the way up to the present moment. And he's had no success. He did not manage to build hotels and so on in Russia. So that shows the how insubstantial his contacts are. There's an extremely well-documented pattern of when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State, those people, companies, governments, who wanted a decision by the Secretary of State in their favor, making large donations to the Clinton Foundation or, in some other cases, business deals with the people around Hillary Clinton. Now, one particular instance is the approval by Secretary Clinton of selling 20% of the U.S. uranium reprocessing rights to a Russian company to be exported to Russia. So at that time, a large donation was made by those Russian interests to the Clinton Foundation. In addition, Clinton's campaign manager, Podesta, was on the board of a company called Juul Unlimited. And Juul Unlimited held some of these rights and received a $35 million investment from Russia.
How about that? That's why they went after Julian Assange. Don't kid yourself about it. I mean, that's the real reason right there. He was exposing the corruption of the Clintons. The vast, vast game that's played, which is, I will use my office. She's another one who should be in jail. I'll use my office as Secretary of State to help you, but you gotta wet my beak. You gotta wet the Clinton Foundation's beak. Otherwise, you get nothing. And they'll sell out the United States of America. They'll sell out American interests abroad. They don't care. They don't care. They're enriching themselves. Again, Trump exposed that in 2016. What he should have done was pardon Julian Assange. It was like he should have pardoned Edward Snowden. And he should pardon both of them if he gets back in office. He really should. These guys have exposed the secrets that the powerful and the deep state do not want exposed, like the fact that they spy on you and they know exactly what you're saying and doing at all times. You know, Snowden exposed that and he was called a traitor for that. Why is that? Why is he being a traitor for that? The government shouldn't be doing those things to the American people without a warrant. That man's not. That's not being a traitor. That's being a truth teller. That's telling the truth. Sorry, you don't want to hear it, but that's the reality. And Julian Assange exposed the corruption of the Clintons, and he defended Donald Trump and said Trump was not doing anything to make money in Russia, but Hillary Clinton was. You want to look at Russia collusion? It's right there. It's with that woman, who now has a new book out. Oh, she's got a new book out. Look at that. And Michael Pelka, who's going to be taking over for me at the 6 o'clock hour tonight, since we got the Jack Carr event tonight, he sent me this with the caption, so you're saying there's a chance. Hillary Rodham Clinton, something lost, something gained. Reflections on life, love, and liberty. I tell you, I hope the Democrats swap Biden out for Hillary Clinton. It would be glorious. It really would. It would be glorious to watch her lose again, wouldn't it? Oh, I mean, I would just love it. Be like, it'd be kind of like Jaws 3 in 3D this time, where, you know, you know, it's not going to end well, but at least we get to watch it now in 3D. Am I right? I still remember when I saw that movie as a kid, I was terrified. It was back then the glasses were those ones where like one was green and one was red. The 3D glasses before they had the active ones. And the dude lost a leg, and we're sitting there in the theater, and this guy's bloody stump with a sneaker on it comes flying out to the theater. I'm a kid, I was terrified of this. Terrifying. That's what another Hillary Clinton run would be like. It'd be like that. It's a bloody leg coming right at me. And you know she's going to go down at the end. It's just about how much carnage along the way do we have to witness? yes. Jaws 3, The Revenge. Still better than Jaws 4 with Mario Van Peebles. That was an unnecessary make right there. That was an unnecessary sequel. I'm just throwing it out there. But you know what's not going to be, Matt, the Sanctimonious is Beetlejuice.
That does look good.
Right?
I'm excited for it. Everyone keeps saying this is a bad year for movies, and there may not be a film that crosses $1 billion at the box office. Maybe true, but I'm excited for Beetlejuice.
I am too. I'm excited for that one, and I think there's another one coming out that I was excited about.
Deadpool.
I can't remember it now. Oh, Deadpool. Duh. Yeah, Deadpool Wolverine. Yes, obviously.
That should be excellent.
Yeah, that will be excellent. I'm excited. That's going to be a good one. And I got to figure that out because I got to be in New York the night it opens to do a top secret thing again. So maybe I can catch it. I don't know. Got to figure that out. But I can't wait for that one. That'll make a lot of money.
Did you see
as long as it's still the same politically incorrect movie that the others two were. As long as it like the other two, then we'll be good. They'll make a lot of cash on that. All right, 855-839-1210 as we continue along with our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. What are we going to do about all these illegal immigrants who are trying to vote? And why can't we spell signs correctly in Philadelphia? It's just something I really just can't understand. But hey, you never doubt the people that work in government. Am I right? Listen, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey makes getting away easy and affordable. I hear from people all the time about this economy. We talk about it on the show all the time. But please do not forgo your summer vacation. Summer vacation's everything. The kids, the memories, they love it. Ice cream on the boardwalk or just mini golf, everything else, right? And the Grand Hotel makes it easy because they give you money to spend in the form of resort credits. And in addition to that, the rooms, suites, and townhomes have refrigerators and kitchenettes. So that means that you can actually bring food with you. You have the outdoor pool, the indoor heated pool if the weather's bad, game room for the kids, restaurant, so much more right on site. You can use your resort credits, excuse me, pardon me, to take the family on a whale-watching boat cruise, which they'd love to see. Or you can use your resort credits for breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Hemingway's restaurant, the beach concession stand, or the outdoor pool bar. And unlike a shore house, you have the amenities of a resort. You don't have to wash towels and sheets, but you still have a kitchenette and the refrigerator. So make your reservation today and always book direct with them for the best rates and to get those resort credits by going to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. The longer you stay, the more you get in resort credits. And here's another thing, too. If you're looking for a wedding venue, there is no better place than the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. My friend Caitlin is a certified wedding planner, recognized for her amazing ability to make dreams come true. A beachfront wedding in Cape May with the Grand Hotel of Cape May. So reach out to them today. Just go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com, GrandHotelCapeMay.com, and mark your calendar for our next live show, which is going to be on Friday, September 6th. And my happy place, and the place that makes it affordable and realistic for you to have a summer vacation, never forgo summer vacation. You don't have to. The Grand makes it affordable and easy. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid.
The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rizzioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Paid for by government. Did you hear? A secret hoard of 1904 $20 gold Liberty coins have been found. These gorgeous 1904 P gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck. And less than 500 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this secret U.S. gold coin discovery a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And you can own a piece of the hoard. When you call, you are guaranteed a 1904 Gold Liberty struck at the iconic Philadelphia Mint. With limited availability, you must call now. These 1904 dated gold coins are still in uncirculated condition with brilliant luster. That is 120 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-973-3077. Call now, and you'll receive a free bonus, a $75 value free with every order. Call 1-800-973-3077 now to secure your 1904 P $20 Gold Liberty coins before they sell out. That's 1-800-973-3077.
The following is a paid commercial message.
Using credit cards could soon become a hassle in Pennsylvania. Some in the legislature are considering a multi-million dollar giveaway to corporate megastores and may force you to pay for parts of your purchase in cash, while small businesses will have to manage an accounting nightmare. This mandate could also expose information about the private purchases you make. Prevent credit card chaos at guardyourcard.com/Pennsylvania. paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
Why are you paying for an AC system that's struggling to keep you cool? If you hear something funny, smell something burny, your AC is frozen or leaking water, or even feel warm air coming from your AC, it's time to call CNC. CNC Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Lennox dealers, can make it a no-sweat summer for your entire household with one phone call. 0% financing options available. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit cc-hvac.com to request your estimate today.
Hi, this is Dom Giordano. June is Men's Health Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. Life is busy. It can be hard to focus on your health. Thankfully, Rescue Men's Health Supplements have the vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that provide men with what they need. Rescue supplements can help boost testosterone, promote a healthy prostate, as well as support energy and vitality for an active life. And for the month of June, when you buy one of their Men's Health single bottles, you'll receive a second totally free. Just use the code STRENGTH for the buy one, get one offer. To order, call a Rescue Product Consultant, 800-26-LIVE, 800-262-5483, or shop online by visiting res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Discover the amazing benefits of Rescue Natural Male, Prime RX, Super Prostate, and more. Again, use that code STRENGTH for the buy one, get one free offer on Rescue Men's Health Products. Shop res-q.com and do it today.
It'll be pretty warm overnight. We're only going to get down to around 75. On Wednesday, hot weather, 96, partly cloudy. On Thursday, 88, so not quite as bad, mostly sunny. And Friday looks like a gorgeous day, mostly sunny on the high of 83.
Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Rich Cioli from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. On Talk Radio 1210 and the Free Odyssey app.
There we go. Yep.
Here.
Oh, yeah. Going down the only road I've ever known. Like a drifter, I was born to walk alone. This is good. This is good. Ah, so nice. By the way, tomorrow we will take calls. I'm going to do a debate preview tomorrow. We'll take calls on how many people are going to watch the debate and what questions you'd like to hear. All right. I know I didn't take any calls today. We have a shorter show because Opelka's coming on at 6 because we have the Jack Carr event. So tomorrow we'll take some calls, and I want predictions from you. What kind of questions you think and how many people are going to watch the debate. All right. So but there's some breaking news. The House Judiciary Committee has put out the statement that the CIA was involved in covering up the Hunter Biden laptop. So this just came out a short time ago. Major breaking news. New information shows CIA contractors colluded with the Biden campaign to discredit the Hunter Biden laptop story. Whoa. How about that, huh? The Intelligence Community 51, how CIA contractors colluded with the Biden campaign to mislead American voters. This is what they found out. The Committee on the Judiciary, its Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government, and the Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence have revealed how, in the final weeks before the 2020 presidential election, 51 former intelligence officials coordinated with the Biden campaign to discredit serious allegations about the Biden family influence peddling. In issuing a public statement using their official titles, these former intelligence officials sought to cast an explosive New York Post story and Hunter Biden's abandoned laptop as Russian disinformation. But here's what we know. It was a blatant political operation from the start. It originated with a call from top Biden campaign officials and now Secretary of State Antony Blinken. At the time, he was a top Biden campaign official. He's now Secretary of State. And the call was made to former Deputy Central Intelligence Agency Director Mike Morrell. The committee's investigation revealed that without this outreach from Blinken, Morrell would not have written the statement. Indeed, Morrell told the committees that the Blinken phone call triggered his intent to write the statement. The statement's drafters were open about the goal of the project. We think Trump will attack Biden on the issue at this week's debate, and we want to give the vice president a talking point to use in response. The details, as revealed by the committee to date, are concerning enough, but they shed light on the origins of the Hunter Biden statement, and new evidence now shows internal CIA emails and testimonial evidence. They have uncovered more information on the extent to which the intelligence community was involved in this statement specifically. And again, I'm going to say this, and I'll ask yourself, do you think they did this because on that laptop were Hunter Biden nudie pics and only Hunter Biden nudie pics? That what Weed Slut 420 was saying about Hunter Biden was so damning to Joe Biden that 51 former national security officials and the CIA had to get involved. Do you think that it's because there were videos of Hunter Biden snorting cocaine off a stripper's backside? Kids, got earmuffs. Caught myself there. See that? Caught myself. Summertime, I don't know the kid's schedule. You know what I mean? I don't want to have a kid in the car and go, Mommy, what's a hooker's ass? I just did it again. Shoot, I meant backside. I ruined it. I'm sorry. Sorry, Mom, Dad. You're picking up Johnny from football camp. I apologize about that. Do you think it's because of that, or do you think it might be other things that were on the laptop involving Joe Biden being the big guy and the business dealings? I mean, I'm not suggesting for a moment that those pictures and videos are not disgusting. And this is the big story of the day brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Venaria. VenariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariA, VenariaDental.com. I'm not suggesting those pictures were not disgusting. I'm simply saying, do you think that that's why they did all these things? Or is it possible there are other things on the laptop that were incredibly damning to the idea of Joe Biden as this kind old man in the basement keeping you safe from mean tweets and COVID? In other words, that the guy's corrupt as hell and that would have destroyed his candidacy. What do you think? See, because if it was just about Weed Slut 420 and pictures and Hunter Biden doing cocaine with strippers, then Joe Biden could have talked about how his son has transformed himself. And like so many millions of Americans battling addiction, he's going to be there for them, blah, blah, blah. No, that's not why high-ranking CIA officials, up to and including then-CIA Director Gina Haspel, were made aware of the Hunter Biden statement prior to its approval and publication. This is Trump's own government working against him here. Gina Haspel was Trump's person. This is exactly what I tell you all the time. The deep state is more powerful than the president. If they want Biden gone, Biden will be gone. If they think Biden's going to lose, Biden will not be the candidate. They will not lose to Donald Trump. Not willingly anyway. And these people are more powerful than the president is. That's why they're the deep state. So CIA Director Gina Haspel were made aware of the Hunter Biden statement prior to its approval and publication because several former senior intelligence officials signed the statement. The PCRB sent the draft statement to the CIA's then chief operating officer, Andrew McCreadys, who said he subsequently informed then Director Haspel or then Deputy Director Vaughn Frederick Bishop that the statement would be published soon. Senior CIA leadership had an opportunity at that time to slow down the CIA's process for reviewing publication submissions and ensure that such an extraordinary statement was properly vetted. Why would they do that? Why would the CIA get involved with the Hunter Biden laptop? Again, this is what came out of the House Intelligence Committee's investigation, the House Judiciary Committee and the House Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of Government. Why would the CIA get involved? Were they so appalled by the naked pictures of Hunter Biden that they felt it was in America's national security interest to stop the laptop from coming out? No, it's because of the corruption of the Biden family. That's why. And they wanted Trump gone. They wanted Trump gone. He would not give them a war. Think of what's changed since Trump left office. Russia invades Ukraine. We got the Ukraine war. And where do you think Gina Haspel is right now? I don't know, but I'll bet you she's making money off this somehow. I bet you she's either a consultant somewhere or a lobbyist somewhere, a lawyer. She's on a board. She's given a speech in some way, shape, or form, because all these people do. Some of the statement signatories, including Michael Morell, were in active contract with the CIA at the time of the Hunter Biden statement's publication. Throughout the course of the committee's investigation, the signatories claimed to not have had access to any classified information when asserting that the allegations surrounding Hunter Biden's laptop had all the hallmarks of Russian disinformation. However, at the time of the statement's publication, at least two signatories, Mike Morell and former CIA Inspector General David Buckley, were on the CIA's payroll as contractors. You know what this is? I mean, this is a coup, right? This is a coup against Donald Trump. They performed a coup against the guy. I mean, I'm reminded of that scene in JFK when the late, great Donald Sutherland is talking to Kevin Costner, and he explains how it was a coup against JFK. This is a coup against Trump. This is the CIA and its contractors working with the intelligence community to remove the president by hiding the truth about Joe Biden's corruption, because they knew it was so damning to Joe Biden that he could have lost the election. Some signatories to the Hunter Biden statement also had special green card access to the CIA at the time of the statement's publication, allowing them to gain entry to secure CIA facilities. Morell and former CIA Inspector General David Buckley were on the CIA's payroll as contractors, and due to purported operational concerns, the CIA declined to declassify the entire universe of signatories who are in active contract. After publication of the Hunter Biden statement, CIA employees internally expressed concern about the statement's politicized content, acknowledging it was not helpful to the agency in the long run. At least one employee found it interesting to see what was submitted and approved when discussing media talking points that the statement's co-author, former senior intelligence service officer Mark Polymeropoulos, submitted related statements. Another CIA official stated it appears that they're actively involved in a pro-Biden campaign and may be disclosing classified information in his efforts. The CIA's internal review board, known as the Pre-Publication Classification Review Board, determined that the talking points contain classified information that had to be removed prior to publication. So when they wrote this letter, it was the deep state writing this letter. It was the deep state going all in with the help of the Central Intelligence Community to remove the president of the United States of America by downplaying the severity of the laptop and making people believe it was a Fugazi. It was Russian disinformation. And so what happened after that? Well, as always, the dark triad of the government, big tech, and corporate media kicked into gear and did their thing. These very same people who are contractors in the national security industry wind up getting contracts working for the corporate media. How often you turn a TV and you see that fat blowhard James Clapper spewing his hot air nonsense about Trump, or John Brennan, another guy should be in prison, or they wind up going to work on boards of defense contractors. These are all the people who are getting rich off the war in Ukraine. Trump wouldn't give them a war. And don't forget, at the time of this, he was also talking about winding down the war in Afghanistan. He had met with Taliban officials, and he was talking about how to withdraw from Afghanistan. And they said, you're gonna end the war on terror. You got nothing. We got nothing coming. We got to wet our beak. So what do they got to do? They got to hide the laptop. Look, maybe the laptop would not have destroyed Joe Biden's candidacy if it came out that he was a corrupt SOB who sold America out to Ukraine, to Russia, to China, and don't forget Romania. They may be the lesser of the corrupt countries, but they're still corrupt. Perhaps it would not have hurt Joe Biden, but I beg to differ. I think it would have completely shattered the narrative that here's this kind old man in the basement keeping you safe from mean tweets and COVID. Instead, here's a corrupt SOB that sold out the United States of America in order to enrich himself and his family. Either way, they couldn't take the chance. They know what's on that laptop was so damning that they had to kick into high gear with the CIA and all these defense intelligence officials, the corporate media and big tech to censor and make people cast doubt upon the laptop and its authenticity. Now, I ask you another question, and that question is this. Has anything on that laptop changed? No. So whatever was so damning to Joe Biden back in 2020 is still damning to Joe Biden in 2024. Translation is this. If they want him gone, they have everything they need to get rid of him, because they can expose all of this if they need to. The reason why my theory is that if they want Joe Biden gone, if they think he's going to lose, he'll pardon his son Hunter and get out of the race, is because they know what's on that laptop. They know how detrimental it is to his candidacy. And worse, potentially criminal charges against him. Because the Hunter Biden trial is set to start in September. So all of this will come out, unless it doesn't come out, because there's no trial, because there's a pardon for Hunter Biden. And you can't wait till after the election to pardon Hunter, because then the trial is going to be over. And you may have lost. The infamous Hunter Biden statement had all the earmarks of an intelligence community influence operation, but rather than carrying it out against our adversaries on foreign soil, this operation was directed at the American people and our democratic process. It is impossible to know for certain how events would have played out differently if these 51 intelligence community officials never sought to influence the 2020 election. All the committees may do now is present the facts as known to inform legislative reforms to protect our democratic ideals and prevent future abuse of the intelligence community for partisan political benefit. Stop. But I'm telling you, that's the statement released from the House Judiciary Committee. I'm telling you, this was a coup against President Donald Trump. This was the deep state working to help remove the president of the United States of America because he would not give them the war. It's exactly like I told him in 2016. It's exactly like I told him in 2015. And it's what I told him in the Oval Office back in 2019. They want to stop you because you will not give them another war. Look, as disgusting as those Hunter Biden nudie pics were, it would not have cost Joe Biden the election. It wouldn't have. Would have helped him, actually. It would have helped him. He could have had Hunter with him and say, if my son can change, could be like the scene at the end of Rocky IV. If he can change, you can change, we all can change. And I'll make sure that I'm the president who gives you the money so that if your son is sniffing lines off the back of a hooker's backside, you see what I did there? I was really good. It was really good. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. He gets the help he needs to turn his life around. Because no father wants to watch his son sniffing cocaine off a hooker's ass. I caught myself. But I know what it's like, and Hunter can turn his life around. Anybody can. That's what the speech would have been. Come on. You know it and I know it. Listen, Dr. Mike Venneri is a great guy and a great dentist. And as I wrap up this hour and turn it over to Stump Brain Michael Pelka to drive you home for the Jack Carr event, I want you to think about reaching out to Dr. Mike for that perfect smile you deserve. Two offices to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Reach out to him today. And yes, he is that good. My whole family goes to him, and Bridget has an appointment with him tomorrow morning, as a matter of fact. She's getting her teeth replaced, a couple of caps. So go see him. What are you waiting for? The staff is great. The office is great. The music's great that they play, and he's a terrific guy, too. And he is known and recognized among his colleagues as the master of dental implants for over 10 consecutive years, a top dentist in New Jersey. If you've gotten an estimate for complicated dental work, get a second opinion with Dr. Mike. It's worth it. Trust me. No one is better, and it's worth the drive, too. We've got to cross the bridge, cross the bridge. It's worth it. Great guy, great friend. And yes, Mama Zioli first discovered Dr. Mike Venneri, and I always have to say that. And now the entire Zioli family goes to him. So go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, Dr. Mike Venneria, VenneriaDental.com.
Thanks for listening to the Zioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality.
You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.